I thought you canceled. Oh. Well, if this isn't a wonderful surprise, it's my favorite little barista. I'm still drinking your little slice of heaven from earlier. Honestly, this drink right here, it's the only thing that gets me through the day. So, what brings you down to my shop? Have you been thinking about what I said? I would love to have you sit in my chair and let me work on you. I'll admit, in my free time, I have been designing a tattoo I think would look really good on you. I've been thinking a lot about it, like where it would go and how big it should be, that kind of thing. I'm not sure if you're hiding any ink or if this would be your first tattoo since I've only seen you in your work clothes, but I was thinking a really, really big thigh piece would look so good on you. Can I show you where I would put it? I can? Is it cool if I touch you? Thank you. All right. I was thinking right here. It would look really, really good. What do you think? Yeah? So it would be fairly big, like I said, but if you gave me free rein, I'll do it in exchange for free coffee for a month or two. Like I said, I kind of already have something sketched up that I made with you in mind. I know, I'm assuming a lot. But I figured you were going to take me up on my offer for some ink. I always catch you staring when I come in and order my morning coffee. At first, I kind of thought you were being rude. Like, I thought you were shocked to see someone with so many tattoos, since they're going up my stomach and my chest, my neck. Really, they're all over my body. But then I realized you weren't being judgmental, you were just trying to get a better look at the arts. I've even tattooed myself in a few places. Oh, don't give me that look. It's not as bad as you think. I actually did my first tattoo when I was a dumb teen. It was a stick and poke in class. That's how I learned you don't tattoo your fingers unless you want to deal with the upkeep. It's a mistake I made that I get to have for the rest of my life. But you live and learn. Anyways, do you want to see what I sketched up? Awesome. Come on back. If you don't like the design, please do not hesitate to let me know. I promise I will not be offended if you don't like it. I don't know much about you, and honestly, I just sketched something that seemed like your vibe. This is my room. I rented a building that had offices so that all the artists that work here could set up a space that is just for them. I also wanted clients to have privacy because I know some are okay with being tattooed around people. Not everyone is. With an office set up like this, it takes that out of the question and everything is private. Plus, you get a better idea of the artist you're working with. Hence, this being totally and completely my space. Looking around, you can tell I don't really like minimalism. I prefer maximalism. Almost every inch of these dark red walls are covered in some type of art. Some are my drawings, some are my friends. I also have some prints. It's a menagerie of different designs. But that one right there, the anatomical chest drawing, it's my personal favorite. It's from this old hospital, and you see all that? Like they're mislabeled and things? It's vintage. Can you believe people believe that that was what was inside our chests? It's kind of crazy to think about how much we've learned just in the past 100 years. All right, enough of my rambling. Take a seat on the leather chair. Let me get my tablet and show you what I was sketching when I thought about you. So, I was thinking something like this. I can't explain why I thought of you when I was designing this, but I just felt like it was something you would like. It's a little big, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it would look really good on you. Like, you could totally pull this off. And on the positive, thigh tattoos are getting really, really popular right now. It's going to look so fucking hot in the summer. Imagine this piece peeking out of your shorts, even just a few lines, and people are going to know that you have something tattooed there. I'm not sure if you have ink anywhere else. After all, you could be hiding a giant piece on your back or your stomach from me, but your legs are just so nice. I think they would look even better with a little bit of art on them. I mean, doesn't everyone look a little sexier with a bit of ink on them? I know when I got my first real tattoo, I felt so hot and so badass. I would literally dress around my tattoo to show it off. Tattoos, piercings, things like that, they're a huge confidence booster. Little decorations to make you feel more confident within yourself, your skin. So, what do you say? Will you let me tattoo this on you? Awesome! Alright, let's put the stencil on you and then we can start. I'm going to need you to take off your pants for me so I can prepare the area and place the stencil. You are so lucky that I just had set up before my client canceled. I was about to clean up for the day before you walked in. All my inks were already set up. All you have to do is be good and let me work my magic. You can handle a bit of pain, right? Oh, I knew you could take it. Give me a few to make sure this area doesn't have any hair and is totally clean. Wouldn't want anything getting in the way of my work or to risk you getting an infection. I tend to be a bit of a perfectionist and germaphobe when it comes to my work, which definitely isn't the worst thing in the world, especially when it comes to my job. Would rather have someone who needs everything to be completely perfect and clean than someone sloppy who reuses needles. Alright, ready for the stencil? Just need to wipe the area now that there's no more hair. There we go. Alright, I'm gonna put this stencil right here on your thigh. You're good with this area, right? Cool. Alright, here we go. It's going to look so rad. You don't understand. But thank you for trusting me to do this. I know you're taking a huge leap coming in here and agreeing to my terms, but I think you're going to be very happy with how it turns out. Just want to make sure it's all on there, all nice and good. And ta-da! Alright, look in the mirror. Tell me if you like the placement, if you like how it looks, how it works, all that good stuff. I can make it bigger, I can make it smaller, I can change the position. This is all about you and what you want. I promise I won't take offense. It's good? Alright. Take a seat. This is your last chance to back out. Once this needle touches your skin, you aren't getting out of the chair until I'm done. I'm kidding, don't worry. Please, communicate your needs to me. If you need a break, or want to stop for the day, or literally whatever, let me know. I promise I will not be upset. Your safety, your happiness, and your comfort come first. I don't want to give you more than you can handle. Ready to begin? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if this is your first tattoo, but this is going to hurt. Probably not as much as you're expecting, but it's still going to hurt. See? It's not so bad. It's painful, but not unmanageable, I guess. Your body is going to twitch. I know you're already feeling self-conscious about it. But you see, I know it's involuntary, so I really don't want you to apologize for it. You're not in control of what it does. I know you're doing your best to be good for me, aren't you? Why don't you look down? Watch my hands. Watch as they create art on your body. You get to be my special canvas today. A piece of me will be on your body forever. When you get outside, people are going to see something that I put on you, permanently. You're marked by me. Even if you wanted to back out now, there's still going to be a little line made by me. Isn't that neat to think about? In 50 years, when you look down at your thigh, you're going to have a little reminder of me. How does that make you feel? You're so cute. You're taking this very well. You know, you're tougher than you look. I'm really proud of you. Aww. Why did you look away at that? And now you're not meeting my eyes. Interesting. Are you getting flustered, little barista? Oh, this is too good. After all, everyone knows that baristas flirt with literally everyone to get good tips. What, you can dish it out but you can't take it? Not to mention, I have been shamelessly flirting with you this entire time. In fact, I flirt with you every time I enter your shop and I get nothing. I get the same flirts and smiles that everyone else gets. But as soon as I praise you while hurting you, you start to swoon. Oh, you're adorable. I had no idea what a lewd little freak was hiding under that work uniform, but I'm glad I found it. Something tells me we aren't going to be able to get this entire tattoo done today, especially if you keep being so distracting. When I have a client in my charge, their muscles twitch. They might squirm a bit, breathe a little unevenly, but that's because they're in pain. A needle is stabbing their skin and placing ink. It hurts. But every once in a while, someone special comes in. Someone like you. Someone that enjoys how it hurts. Loves how I hurt them. You like when I hurt you, right? Thought so. I'm creating art on your skin. It's barely been a few minutes and you're already so flustered. Didn't think a tattoo would feel this good, huh? Or is it just because it's coming from me? Do I have that kind of effect on you, little barista? Yeah, I can make it hurt. But it hurts in a good way, right? Yeah, that's good. That means I get to play with you a bit. Tease you here and there. I might even drag this out across 2 or 3 sessions just to make you come back and see you like this. Such an adorable reaction to being inked. You would be surprised. The reactions between pain and excitement are so similar. And you seem to be very happy with the work I'm doing. I bet you have butterflies in your stomach from the excitement. Doing something so out of your comfort zone like this. Trusting a stranger to see you in such a vulnerable state. I really am a lucky artist to have such a good little barista sitting for me. I'm so happy that you decided to finally take me up on my offer of tattooing you. I had been waiting. I've wanted to get my hands on this skin for so long. Never in a million years did I think you would get so excited by a needle penetrating your skin, hurting you. But here we are. How long are you going to be able to last before you need release? Do you think you can be good and handle it a little bit longer? If you let me get a basic outline on your thigh, I'll give you a reward for being so good for me. What do you say to that? Can you be good for me, little barista? Nope, that's not good enough. I need you to use your words, not make some random noises of agreements. If you don't use your words, I'm going to stop and send you home for the day. So let's try this again. You can be good for me, can't you? Very good. I'm so proud of you for being able to use your rewards. The pain I'm causing in your thigh is subsiding by now, isn't it? It's turning into endorphins and adrenaline, making you feel so good. And you keep making such adorable, lewd faces for me. Are these the faces you make when you're alone, doing naughty things? Oh, I bet they are. I bet the noises you are making, the very ones escaping your lips, are the same ones you're making in a very, very similar situation. One that's more pleasurable than painful. Should I test out my theory? Spread your legs for me. Don't worry about taking off your underwear. I can just pull them to the sides. So turned on? Already? I had no idea what a little masochist you were. A goody-two-shoes barista by day and a perverted little slut by night. A little bit of pain, a little bit of praise, and you're ready to go. Ooh, you taste so good. But I'll stop teasing. I want to put my theory to the test. Do your sounds of pleasure sound like the same ones of pain? Yeah. What feels better? My tongue? Or the stinging in your thigh? The pain. It makes the pleasure that much better, doesn't it? That's it, my little masochist. Your eyes keep being drawn to your thigh. What holds your focus more? Me? Licking you, tasting you, or the permanent mark I've left on your skin. Now everywhere you go, everyone's going to see it. They're gonna know that you're one of mine. You like that, don't you? Being one of mine. Such an interesting reaction to pain. You really gotta be some kind of perverted little slut in order to get so fucking horny from being hurt like that. From being marked like that. And then you just so happily spread your legs for me. I was right in giving you a thigh piece. After all, thigh pieces are for whores, and this is very slutty behavior. Isn't it, little barista? Yeah. That's it. Let the endorphins and adrenaline mix with the pleasure I'm bringing you. So delicious, my little barista. Turns out coffee isn't the only thing that's delicious that you have that you can make. I would love to wake up every morning giving you head and then tasting some of your coffee. That would be the best breakfast in the world. You like how my tongue feels? You like how that piercing feels on it too? I bet you do. It's just your first time getting head from a girl with a tongue piercing. I couldn't find the word there for a second. That's just how good you taste. You feel so good in my mouth, I forget how to speak fucking English. That should be a compliment to you, little slut. I told you I was going to drag this out. Tease you. Make you want it. I was referring to both my tattoo that I'm giving you and your orgasm. That's my little pain slut. Let the stinging in your thigh be heightened by the pleasure I'm bringing you. Which one's winning out? Which one are you focusing on more? Pain and pleasure accent each other so well, don't they? So fucking good. That's my good little pain slots. My masochistic masterpiece. So fucking good. So delicious. So tasty. I can't believe that the little barista down the street is such a whore. Such a masochist. That being marked and tattooed by me gets you this fucking horny. Watching my talented fingers work over your skin and mark you permanently creates such a wonderful work of art on your skin. What gets you this turned on? That's my good little masochist. Oh God, you taste so fucking good. You like how my tongue feels? How it's working you? Yeah. Yes, I bet you do. That's a good slut for me. You're such a good whore, you get turned on when you're being tattooed. Is it any bit of pain? Or just when it comes from someone hot like me? You're really liking how that piercing feels, don't you? If you're good for me, and you ask nicely, I'll make sure to put in a vibrating one next time. Oh, that's your incentive to come back for your next session. That's a good slot. Focus on the stinging in your thigh and the feeling of my tongue running all over you. It feels good, doesn't it? Keep making those noises. You sound just like the ones of you in pain. I'm starting to think that you weren't even in pain, that you were just in pleasure. Besides, we're the only two people here. It's not like anyone else can hear you. Just me. It would only be for me to encourage me. That's my good little whore. It tastes so fucking good. Feels so good in my mouth, on my lips. I just can't get enough. So good, so delicious. Every time you look down at your thigh, every time you look down at that line work that I started, you're gonna think about this. You're gonna think about me. You're gonna think about my tongue giving you so much pleasure, me moaning. And it's gonna get you so fucking turned on. It's gonna get you so horny. You might even have to excuse yourself to the bathroom. The stinging in your thigh, exquisite. Making the pleasure so much more. Making it so much better. Yeah, that's my little masochistic freak. I love that about you. My well-behaved pain slut. It's so wonderful. So perfect, so good, letting me play with you like this. Tease you like this, draw it out like this. I can't tell you how much fun I'm fucking having. Or how wet I've gotten. That's my slut. So good for me. It tastes so delicious. It tastes so good. I can tell you're getting close, aren't you? That's okay. I want you to come. I want the masochistic little whore sitting in my leather chair that I've been tattooing, that I've been marking, and I've been owning the cum from my mouth. Think you can do that? I know you can. I know you can make me proud. You haven't disappointed me yet. In fact, you've been so wonderful, you've surprised me. So why don't you surprise me again? Yeah, that's my good slut. Come on. I know you want to come. I know you're in pain and pleasure, and you can't tell which is which because they just bleed together and intermingle. So come for me. I know you want to. I know you can do it. Make me proud and come for me, little slut. You must really like how that tongue piercing feels. Flicking that back and forth made you come real quick, huh? What? I can't help myself. I know it hurts because you're so sensitive after you just come, but what can I say? I love the noises you make. Those cute faces you're making. But it seems I was correct. The noises you make while you're in pain are the exact same as the ones you make in pleasure. While you're feeling good and riding this high of the orgasm, let's continue the tattoo. I want to go for a round two in an hour when I have all the line work finished. You know, as a little treat for you since you've been so good for me and you made me so proud.